SBS Radio.
Ito ang Radyo SBS sa wikang Filipino.
Minsan ay nadaramang bubang ang buhay ay paulit-ulit, walang kabuluhan at kulang sa layunin? Kung kailangan mo ng pahinga, bakit hindi simulan sa pamamagitan ng paglabas sa iyong comfort zone at simulan ang pagtuklas ng mga bagong paraan upang umunlad? Naisaayos ni Chris Herman ang kanyang buhay sa edad na 60 taong gulang. Naisakatuparan ng isang karera, mayroong mapagmahal na asawa at ang kanyang mga anak at apo ay nakatira malapit sa kanila. Ngunit ang biglang pagpanaw ng kanyang asawa dahil sa sakit na cancer ay nagpabago sa takbo ng kanyang buhay.
When she was in her last hours, because it happened rather suddenly, within a week of becoming ill, her life passed away. But it was what she kept saying in those final hours, that as she lay there, that just really struck a chord with me to this day. And she kept saying, I can't believe it's happening, I can't believe it's happening. And it just struck with me that you can't take life for granted, that life is a gift that can be snatched away just as quickly.
Nakita ni Chris ang kanyang sarili na bumabalik 40 taon na ang nakaraan, solo at walang pamilya na inaaruga. Upang harapin ang kalungkutan at makahanap ng mga bagong tindig, nagdesisyon itong hamunin ang sarili sa pamamagitan ng kakaibang bagay. Sinubukan nito ang magpahinga ng isang taon upang galugarin ang susunod na yugto ng buhay.
Our lives are very structured, and during family time, the children and jobs, it's all very structured. And there's a saying that people used to say, when you're in that routine of life, just take a different way to work. And the reason being just to sort of, you know, stretch the senses just that little bit so you're not in that routine.
Naglalakbay sa 60 taon nito, mas maraming inaalala si Chris kumpara sa mga mas bata at masayang mga backpackers. Patuloy na nagahagis ng mga pagdududa ang panloob na boses nito sa ideya.
Like in my case, it's what, going for 12 months, you know, I'm going on my own, I'm too old, you know, what if I got sick, had a heart attack? Every time that Mr. Logic voice came up with another don't be so stupid reason, you know, gut feeling would just say, just shut up, get on with you going, and that was very much listening to the gut feeling.
Ang isang taong biyahe patungo sa South America, Europa at Southeast Asia ay isang karanasang hindi niya inakalang magiging posible sa kanyang edad. Lumangoy ito kasama ang mga malalaking pagong, umakyat sa mga bulkan, kumuha ng klase sa pagsasayaw ng salsa, nag-aral ng Latin at tumira sa mga hostel at dormitoryo kasama ang mga backpackers na mas bata pa sa kanyang mga anak.
It just stretches itself that bit more. I don't consider myself a huge risk taker. Whatever stage of risk you are, just by taking that extra step just increases your ability just to step outside your comfort zone. Wherever you are, push yourself. If it feels uncomfortable, do it.
Hindi lahat ay nasa posisyon upang lakbayin ang mundo. Ang paglikha ng bagong kahulugan sa buhay ay maaaring maging simple, tulad ng pagsimula ng isang bagong libangan. Swiss John ng Retirement Transition Consultant na si Megan Giles, ang pagkilala ng layunin bilang unang hakbang sa pag-unlad makalipas ang 50 taon.
Take some time to focus on just you. So actually taking time to think when you get away from work and perhaps you've got, you know, your children have grown up and they've moved on, what lights you up? What is it that you used to enjoy? Or what are some of the things you've always wanted to try? And then not just think about it, but to actually get started.
Ito din ang eksaktong ginawa ng nakabase sa Newcastle na vegetarian na si Chef Pramila Gupta. Napagtanto niya ng maaga na ang misyon niya sa buhay ay ang magluto at kumonekta sa mga tao. Ang pag-alam kung ano ang buhay ang nagbigay kay Pramila ng lahat ng mga tamang sangkap upang mamuhay ng isang mataginting na buhay sa edad na 60 taong gulang.
Cooking is the one thing which you can bring people together. Because cooking, everyone needs the food, you know. And it's so creative how to garnishing. I still, at this age, I'm really, really, really want to learn. Okay, I have to do this, you know, I have to do cooking. My main is the cooking, actually, basically. And that is my passion, really very, very bad passion.
Nagsusuot si Pramila ng maraming sombrero. Siya ay isang leader sa komunidad, voluntaryo, guro, social activities coordinator para sa mga matatanda, lola at marami pang iba. Nakapagsulat na din ito ng 2 libro sa pagluluto at tinatrabaho ang 3. Patuloy na kumikinang si Pramila habang ang buhay nito ay pinapalakas ng pasyon. Ito ay isang recipe na nais niyang ibahagi sa iba.
Come out and you learn. There are so many classes for seniors, free classes. You should join and do your fulfill your dreams, you know. Why not? You have to live only once, you know. So you have to do what you want to do. Because I've seen lots of people, they are isolated. Oh, we don't know what to do. Especially in my age, they think, oh God, what to do? 66, you know. But I don't feel any sickness or anything because my mind is full on lots of different things to do. And we still have to learn lots of things, you know, in life.
Minsan, ikaw ay nasusurpresa sa mga bagay na hatid ng buhay, ngunit sa pamamagitan ng paglakad sa isang landas na hindi kilala, nadiskubre ni Chris Herman ang kahulugan ng buhay para sa kanya. Sa edad na 63, walang asawa muli si Chris at may kakayahang mamuhay ng lubos katulad ng mga henerasyong Y ng kasalukuyan. At sa pamamagitan ng pagsunod sa bugso ng damdamin, aksidente nitong naisatupad ang matagal na nakalimutang panaginip, ang pagsulat ng libro.
When I finished the draft and I was standing on the balcony, it was in a mountainous sort of area, and I remembered that something like 30 years ago, there was a lost vision I had that I always envisioned I would write a book, and there I was. I'd finished this draft of the book. It was as if I left myself open on this journey, and these things became self-fulfilling in some ways.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.